Yes, sir.
Next case, please.
Our next case is number 12,009. Lee and Kristen Thompson are seeking a variance from the rear yard setback, section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Woodland Way, approximately 512 feet northwest of Woodland Circle. The 911 address is 33213 Woodland Way, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, map 12.17, parcel 138. Specifically, a variance is being requested to install a three-season room in Angola by the Bay on a portion of an existing deck. The existing deck and proposed three-season room is 15 feet 3 inches from the rear property line. Thus, a 4-foot 9-inch variance is being requested. We receive zero letters of support, zero opposition, and zero mail returns.
Thank you.
Sir, if you would swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Okay, and if you would take the podium and give your name and, name and address for the record.
Sure. My name is Lee Thompson. I live at 33213 Woodland Way in Lewis, Delaware. I brought some extra materials I'd like to hand out. Can I bring those up? Thanks.
I just wasn't sure.
Sorry, I've never done this before, so I might be overprepared for what I'm asking for, but I figured no one was going to complain with too much information.
So.
So would you, I'll ask the board, would you rather me read this first or go over what's in the binder first? Read first? Okay.
And if it's up to you, if you don't have to read it, I mean, if that's something you can submit, it would be part of the record,
it's
too.
It's already in the...
It's his responses
okay.
to the criteria.
Okay. However you want to proceed.
Sure.
You know,
so in the binder, I'll just go through what's in the binder. In the binder is the actual application that I submitted. And then there's a divider called pictures, and I show the deck as it exists today. There's about 21 different pictures. So I wanted to give you a feel for what's there. Yeah, so without having to physically do a site visit, you can see. And then on the next section is the HOA approval. So Angola by the Bay, I submitted to their HOA. They've already gave HOA approval as well. I have their approval letter and my submission to them. And then the deck itself had a variance, which was approved as a temporary structure when I purchased the home. The variance was back in 2011 was when the structure was built. So that's what you have here, just as this documentation. So I will go through the five reasons and answers that you have requested. Uniqueness of the property, number one. This property was bought in 2006 by myself and my wife. It was an existing deck which received approval for a variance from the Angola by the Bay's HOA and from the county planning and zoning here in Sussex County. That was done by the previous owners. This property is in Angola by the Bay, and there is encroachment on the common because their lots, including this one, have very unusual shapes of the home, the driveway, the septic system. They were all there before the central sewer system was put in. Is everybody familiar with Angola and how it came about? Okay. Hey.
Just recently, for the benefit of the board, I don't know if you know this or not, it was all septics, and there were lots that had two lots because they had to get the septic on the lot next door. About 5 years ago, the county came in and put, maybe it's more recent than I don't know, but roughly sewer within the entire Angola by the Bay community and a lot of things out Angola next. So that eliminated all of the septics. But because these were smaller lots and you had to cram septics on it, it made to some weird configurations of lots and septics and backyards and side yards and things.
So. Yeah, so there's a lot of, because of that, there's a lot of common ground that's owned by the community. And my lot backs up to, there's a 30-foot area that's between my property and my neighboring rear property, 30-foot area. And that's what I'd be encroaching upon. And again, Angola is given approval by their HOA for that area. Just to continue, this is in addition to the rear property where this encroachment exists, faces a large open area. The home was built in 1982. And attached the survey which shows the plan and the home and the area as it is today. And that's right in the application. If you go back on page like 6 or 7 of the application, you have a site plan. Number two, cannot otherwise be developed. The answer to this was the home was constructed as a salt box home design. Is everybody familiar with a salt box home design? Okay. Attempting to increase the living space in this home vertically would be financially constricting, and would therefore, there would also be community appearance would require removal of mature vegetation. Constructing an addition on the side of the home would violate the side setbacks. We are requesting a variance of 4 feet 9 inches in the rear, which is previously on the previously existing deck, for a three seasons room constructed and installed by Patio Systems, which is owned and operated here in Lewis, Delaware. This is the most cost-effective solution, and would cause minimize the community's appearance and prevent any removal of natural vegetation, which is essentially the community's appeal. There's a lot of old trees there. It's very nice. The construction of this addition all the construction of the equipment would be done off-site, which significantly minimizes disruption to the neighbors. In addition, Angola by the Bay Homeowners Association Board has approved this variance and permit for the three seasons room. Number three, cannot create by the applicant. The difficulty is created by the undersized and unusual shape of the AR1 district, which was not created by the applicant. In addition, the existing deck was installed by the previous owner. The deck will serve as the foundation of the proposed three seasons room. Using previously existing structure with the proposed measurements will allow the project to be completed within minimal interference of the surrounding constraints. The builder said they can do it in a week. They would be in and out in a week. Number four, we will not alter the essential or characters of the neighborhood. The answer to this was, as noted above, minor encroachments such as this one is very common in Angola by the Bay for variances and routinely granted. Angola by the Bay's Homeowner Association's director has reviewed the submission and plans and granted permission to build a three seasons room on the existing deck. The rear of this property, where the encroachment exists, faces a large open space where there is no residential properties that would be adversely affected to this addition. Further, the three seasons room is very, very attractive. The addition can add value to the home and will support the local economy. Angola by the Bay's Homeowner Association's the directors have reviewed these plans and granted permission. Number five, minimum variance. It says no request has been made to extend beyond the existing approved deck. We are requesting a variance to allow the three seasons room to be built on the existing deck. This will be a minimum variance that can be requested for the structure. This addition would allow more space for our growing family. The space would be used during the summer without the adverse effect of insects. It is very bad, the insects in that development. It would be appealing, it would add value to the home, and it would minimize with this minimal variance will allow all this to happen. This addition would not exceed the current deck structure. So in there you have a site plan, and the deck is 24 feet wide by 17 feet deep. We'd be putting it on part of the deck. It would do the whole 17 feet deep, but only 16 feet wide. The deck exceeds the side of the house, and we would just go out, they extend basically the back of the house to where the deck is. There would still be part of the deck. The deck would just be the foundation of it. That's what I had to present. Does anybody have any questions?
I'm going to start. Mr. Workman.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Riggers.
I have no questions.
Ms. McGee.
You bought it in what year?
2016. A year ago. July was a year.
Then you knew the situation in the house when you bought it.
Well, that's the comment. It's not comical, but when we bought the house, they said that, they said that the deck had a variance issue, and my real estate agent and the attorney that we closed with at Hudson Bay, they said that they showed me the copy which I gave to you, which was the deck had a previous variance approval, mm-hmm. and my naive nature of not knowing, I didn't realize that the deck was a permanent structure. When you put four walls up and a ceiling, that made it a permanent structure. So the temporary versus the permanent, I didn't recognize that. Even to the fact that where we had Patio Systems come out and do the site survey and gave us the quote, and we accepted the quote and gave a down payment, never mentioned any of this. The only time I knew I had to go through this process is when I went to Angola by the Bay to get Homeowners Association approval. Part of their application listed that I had to come through here. And that's how I've gotten here. I've gone through the motions, learned the hard way.
So could you make it smaller though?
We definitely could make it smaller. The house itself is about 1,200 square feet. We have a 7- and an 8-year-old in our home, and again, a small dog, and we're a young growing family. We're just looking to add more room. I mean, 1,200 feet. I can sit in front of my house and look up, and I can see the entire house. I can see the rooms upstairs, the bedrooms downstairs, the kitchen, living room, and this would just add a space to either put the kids or us to go to have some quiet time.
I don't have anything else to say.
That's pretty straightforward.
Mr. Mills?
You mentioned that you're going to leave a portion of the deck on the side.
Yes,
is there
sir.
A reason why the side and not the back where it would be accommodating towards a variance?
If you see the site plan in there, there's a off the driveway, we call it the boardwalk. There's wood that comes on the side of it that leads up to the deck. I think it's a nice feature, especially the boardwalk in Delaware.
Gotcha.
And then it would leave part of the deck where you could have an outdoor, if I wanted to put a barbecue
grill
or something like that out
right.
there.
Okay.
Well,
yes.
They could leave the outdoor part of the outdoor deck because it's they already had the variance for the outdoor. They could just close in their three-season room
that's
inside their variance.
So that's what I was asking.
Inside
but it's at the wrong place.
Well, if you see,
yeah. Because of this boardwalk.
Which is right here.
Yeah.
And they could go this way.
Well, because of the boardwalk, they want to leave that side open.
Right.
On the deck.
Are you on photo 8, bottom right hand corner, photo 8?
I think they're looking at the site plan, the survey.
Yeah, that way, okay. Yeah, so
it's
the site is,
okay.
So
because
the
site then that open deck, that temporary structure, wouldn't be part of this
variant. Do you have the site plan here?
That's not
okay.
The site he's talking about.
So on the site plan, if I may, just to illustrate. This is the driveway here. If I come up the sidewalk here, this is a wooden sidewalk, if you will, and it comes up the steps. So on this side of the deck would be open. Here would be a 4-foot opening sliding door.
Yeah.
And then over here we have a 4-foot opening sliding door because it leads to an outdoor shower.
Okay.
So we would, and there's a door here that leads into the house, a bump out. So we would walk up, come in, and it's all glass. It's one of those four panes that kind of go up. We went to the Cape and Lopin show and got sold, and that's where we're at. My wife wants more space, so I'm here.
Happy
You're
wife.
That
answered my question.
Answered your question? All right. Hearing no further questions.
I have one for Janelle. So this is AR1.
Yes, it is.
It's woefully undersized. The problem with it, so it's
6,093
square feet, which would, really it's undersized for even GR, but because it's AR, it's got a 20-foot rear setback versus 10 that would be MR, GR.
Correct.
Right. So they're...
And the AR1 recognizes, based on either lot frontage or lot square footage, which this qualifies as both, that the side yards can be reduced, but it does not recognize the rear yard. So their side yards are actually 10 feet, but their rear yard is still 20.
Right, instead of the 10 that it would be if it was... MRGR.
Correct.
Yeah.
So in the future, you could go off the left side another 10 feet.
That'd be fantastic. I'm not telling her that, though.
don't take her to any more shows.
Okay.
Show me the kids.
Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Excuse me. Again, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has demonstrated that he meets the standards for granting a variance. It was the difficulties created by the existing deck and the undersized lot, unusual shape and so forth, which is also a uniqueness of the property. Because of the way it's already developed, I think that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And we didn't hear testimony that would either alter the central character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare. I think it is a minimum to afford relief, and I'd make a motion that we approve case number 12,009.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
And motion again by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 12,009. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,009 is approved.
Can I ask one last question?
Yes, sir.
So about a month ago, for whatever reason, I understand things happen, but the builder received a permit from here, and they called and said, hey, I want to build. And I said, no, you got to wait until the hearing. I said, that'd be really bad. You put stake in the yard and you saw the building up, right? So my question is, can I call the builder tomorrow and say they can start, or do I have to wait for a formal letter? Like, how does that?
You can, but it's not always advised.
You're taking a chance.
Because.
Okay.
Because
I was just asking, because you just voted 5-0.
Here's what happens. Somebody wants to appeal this, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They got 30 days to do it. So that means if you put it up tomorrow and then that came back and they went to court and they said, no, you got to
take it down.
You've lost everything.
Yeah, and so it's 30 days 30 after days. The findings are approved by the board. So
could be 60.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you take that at your own risk. If you
sure.
call the builder tomorrow and tell them, hey, start working, that is at your own risk. And we're going to verify that a permit actually got issued because.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but he has.
Neither do we. So we're going to look into that
neither
one.
Do we.
Not trying to give her any trouble, just asking, you know, she's going to know if we're
that's
having
a good question.
By Thanksgiving.
You know. Nope.
That's a good that's question, way, though, because yeah. A lot of people aren't well aware of that, no matter how much we preach it.
Right.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. Excuse me. Next case, please.
Our next case is number 12,010. The McIntyre Clam Trust is seeking a special use exception use for a manufactured home type structure to use a manufactured home type structure as storage under section 115-40 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code.